USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump is halting any further negotiations over a coronavirus stimulus bill until after the November 3rd election. Trump tweeted Tuesday afternoon that he'd instructed his representatives to stop negotiating until after he wins re-election. The president added he wants Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to focus full-time on confirming Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. The stock market did not respond positively to that news, with the Dow dropping significantly in the final hour of trading to close 378 points lower, shaving 1.3% off the day's gains. The S&P 500 ended the day down 1.4%, and the NASDAQ Composite dropped 1.6%. And the Joint Chiefs of Staff are in quarantine after being exposed to a Coast Guard officer who'd tested positive for COVID-19. Admiral Charles Ray, Vice Commandant of the Coast Guard, tested positive for the virus on Tuesday, prompting the Joint Chiefs to quarantine at home. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by the National Safety Council. At least 8 people die in distracted driving crashes every single day. The National Safety Council is working to change that. This October, NSC and its partner, Truce Software, will observe the 10th anniversary of Distracted Driving Awareness Month in an effort to eliminate distractions behind the wheel. President and CEO of NSC, Lorraine M. Martin.
Distraction, along with impairment and speeding, have contributed to double-digit surges in motor vehicle fatality rates during the pandemic. More people are dying on the road despite quarantine. Now, more than ever, we must keep our eyes on the road, keep ourselves, our loved ones, and others around us safe.
This October, take the NSC Just Drive pledge and commit to driving distraction-free. TheZebra.com will donate $1 for every pledge taken and match 100% of every donation made to NSC up to $5,000 until November 6th. Visit nsc.org/pledge to take the pledge and learn how to keep you and your loved ones safe.
The chairman of the Federal Reserve says the economy is recovering better than expected, but that progress could be easily derailed. Jerome Powell told the National Association for Business Economics Tuesday that containing the spread of the coronavirus is a large factor in keeping the economy recovering.
The recovery has progressed more quickly than generally expected. And the most recent projections by FOMC participants at our September meeting show the recovery continuing at a solid pace. The median participants saw unemployment declining to 4% and inflation reaching 2% by the end of 2023. Of course, the economy may perform better or worse than expected. The outlook remains highly uncertain, in part because it depends on controlling the spread and effects of the virus.
Florida voters will get more time to register after the state's voter registration website crashed at the deadline. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said heavier-than-expected traffic around Monday's deadline crashed the site, so voters will have until 7 p.m. Tuesday to register online or in person at election, motor vehicle, and tax collector's offices. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More than 30,000 people remain under evacuation orders in California as wildfires have burned through a record 4 million acres in the state. The largest, the Glass Fire in Napa and Sonoma counties, has burned through more than 64,000 acres and is currently only about 30% contained. Bjorn Lomborg of the Copenhagen Consensus Center tells Fox News that attempts to suppress wildfires are one of the major reasons there are so many currently burning in the West.
By far the biggest impact is the fact that we have suppressed fire for more than 100 years. So a lot of fuel had built up in the underground of these forests, and that's why you're seeing such big fires.
Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey says he'll be leaving public office in 2 years.
I will not be running for re-election in 2022, and I will not be running for governor. I will serve out the remainder of my term, and after that, my plan is to go back to the private sector.
Toomey made the announcement Monday, saying that he's looking forward to spending more time with his family, but that he's focused at the work to be done in the rest of his senatorial term. The two-term Republican was also considering running for governor of Pennsylvania in 2022. And there will be 2 Monday Night Football games tonight to binge on. The Green Bay Packers will host the Atlanta Falcons in the game that was scheduled to be played tonight, but the Kansas City Chiefs and New England Patriots will also do battle after their Sunday game was postponed due to positive coronavirus tests. Both teams reporting no positive tests as of Monday morning, giving them the green light to play tonight. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.